Good evening and welcome. I'm calling the regular meeting of council to order May 23rd at 7 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig. Councilman Christopher Hollum. Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
Councilwoman Janet Micah.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
And Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present. Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
I would make a motion to excuse Councilman Fiebig and Hollum from tonight's meeting.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to excuse Councilman Fiebig and Councilman Hollum from this evening's meeting. Is there any discussion on that motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Councilman Fiebig and Hollum have been excused from this evening's meeting. Before we start our order of business this evening, I've invited Pastor Bill Nyerges from the First Covenant Church to come forward and say something positive, prayer invocation for us this evening. So, Pastor, can you please come forward?
Right here?
Yes. Thank you.
Who should I be addressing, the people or the people's representatives? It doesn't matter, right?
They'll hear you.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for inviting me here. This is a wonderful privilege. My wife made a comment as we were coming in about it's nice to be a part of small-town politics. I said, what do you mean small-town? It's a pretty big city. She says, yeah, where the city meets the country. I think we're in the right spirit. You know, again, for a couple moments, just to share with you, and I hope be a positive part of your proceedings tonight. I'm a fan of Charles Schulz and the Peanuts characters, and my people know that I love to reference those periodically because of some of the humor, light humor, that can bring about some great truths. And one of the things that he always wrote about or pictured was the annual time when Charlie is trying to kick the football, and Lucy always pulls it away. And once again, he's disappointed, but he never gives up, keeps trying. His faith in humanity is just something that never seems to go away. But you know what? It points out an important truth to me, that we need to go beyond just our trust in our humanity, because we all are in need in that area. Many people think the Bible is sort of like that. It's about pie in the sky, wishful thinking. But a careful reading shows it to be the most realistic and common sense way of embracing life. So it describes who we are, why we are in so much trouble many times, and also what solution has been wisely offered by a loving God. When Jesus walked this earth and taught, there was very realistic opposition to him. And his disciples, the same thing. There was division and controversy, but in the long run, much good accrues to what he taught, because we see it even years later. Charles Colson, many of you remember, was a great figure in a past administration in our country, rising to the top of presidential support and power, ended up having to go to prison for those things that occurred in those years, and at that point became a trusted follower in his faith of our Lord, and started the Prison Fellowship Ministry, which has done just so much good over the years, even to the point where the Texas legislature, when inviting Colson to help them consider measures for state prison reform, he came up with a restoration rehabilitation, in which the prisoners would give help back to the victims that they had affected. And one of the legislators said to him, where'd you get all these wonderful ideas, these progressive, modern ways of dealing, fresh ways of dealing with crime, which actually affected positively the recidivism rate. And he said, from the Bible. From the Bible. It's an old, old story. Cynics would sometimes say that those who have their mind too much on heavenly things do no earthly good. But actually, the opposite is true. The opposite is true. Those who have been aware that they need to go beyond human nature and trust in a God of strength and redemption are the ones that over time in history have done so many good things, lasting things for us all in science, in social and political matters, in other areas of human achievement. And here in America, as we know here, we've been blessed with a government of the people that's unparalleled in human history and was formulated based on a fresh and clear understanding of humankind's tendency to waver and err and sin and in need of redemption. And they so structured us to limit tyranny. From my early training and on through a long government career myself, in the federal government, a little different from your arena, but it gave me an appreciation of the very practical difficulties, but the wonderful privilege that you have in serving the people in public service. From some of the best supervisors and leaders that I ever experienced, I learned and was inspired to know that my service was for all the people. It was the taxpayers' money that I was handling, and that I was paid and hired and paid to exercise integrity and good judgment. And from the faith perspective, I may have sometimes had to admonish, just as we all do, but I didn't judge because I knew that any good I experienced and that I shared was by the grace of God. And so, my friends, we seek wisdom in this endeavor as we do in others. And so before I close this with some prayer, I want to say that I was drawn then to the very practical words of the book of James in our New Testament. Jesus' half-brother, who spoke realistically of the truth of the gospel faith as they apply to the practical realities of human relationships. Now, tucked in these words is a little bit of admonishment, I warn you. But as with all of the word, it's finally encouraging. So allow me to share those words in this way. It's from James chapter 3, five verses, 13 through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such, quote, wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, even of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But he closes with this word of encouragement. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Would you join me in prayer for a moment? I invite you to do so, and with respect to where your journey may be, different from mine, and just at least ponder the words that I hope would be helpful to you in your life and work. Our one God, we acknowledge the reality of your grace and your truth. We confess our need to find our real strengths in your mercy and kindness. Thank you for the privilege of leading us to serve you as we serve others. I ask for your blessing and light on these, your servants, and their families in Willoughby Hills. Grant that they may work with wisdom, with patience, with discernment as they face the many practical demands and tasks of this government. Lead this community to support and no benefit from their honest efforts to serve honorably. As their words reflect their hearts, may their hearts reflect yours, so that in your spirit we may hear someday, well done, good and faithful servant. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing the time with me. Be all blessed.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to share just at the beginning of the meeting, so Councilman Phoebe's beloved brother passed away a couple of days ago, and that's why he's not here this evening. I looked for the obituary. My understanding is that there will be visitation next Tuesday evening and a mass on Wednesday morning, but watch the paper or the internet for that as well. So our thoughts and prayers are with you, Dave, and all of your family members in this sorrowful time. First order of business, disposition of the journal.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of May 9th, 2019.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Mica to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of May 9th, 2019. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Vicki? Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Mica.
Yes.
Pisma.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of May 9, 2019 have been adopted. The next is the mayor's report. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I want to say welcome to Synergy Physical Therapy and Wellness Center and Parkland Counseling, who just moved into Willowy Hills on Chardon Road. I had the pleasure of presenting them with the proclamations yesterday. The internet auction on public service closed Monday, with the city disposing of three vehicles and three pieces of service equipment totaling $21,335. We had no bids on the salt spreader and were reviewing the bids on the Dodge Charger, the 2014, because the highest bid was $3,500 below our reserve. We plan to get these vehicles off our lot within the next week or so. Our service department continued to patch along River Road, and the weather has to really cooperate with them with all these rainstorms. The service department will be installing new signage at the tennis courts by the police driveway to ensure no one uses the PD driveway to exit from the city hall lots because it's reserved for them. The sign that's there right now can't be read, so we ordered two new signs that will be installed tomorrow. The police substation is moving along. It's still set to open June 1st. They're working on infrastructure before they can open. Tickets are now on sale for the YMCA Dream House in Willoughby Hills. The YMCA will host tours from June 29th through August 4th. The administration has worked on the employee handbook and will be presenting it to council in the near future. Congratulations to our newest full-time firefighter, Steve Dropp, who was sworn in after the last council meeting. He is making a transition from part-time firefighter, and I know he'll do a fine job for us. Best wishes to Father George Smiga, pastor of St. Noel Church, who will be leaving St. Noel for his retirement parish assignment this Sunday. We appreciate the many years he offered us at St. Noel and residents, and wish him the best as he starts the next chapter in his life. I will be presenting with a proclamation on Sunday on behalf of the city and the residents. Sympathy to Councilman Dave Phoebig and his family on the passing of his brother Tom. I support the following legislation: amending the Life Force Ambulance Billing Contract to allow the adding of the Attorney General's Delinquent Account Program, which enhances our ability to collect, declaring motion to declare five fire department radio surplus so we can purchase five new ones, amending the fee for the use of police vehicles from $10 per hour rather to $35 per hour to come in line with other departments. Accepting the bid of a Freightliner of Cincinnati in the amount of $171,613 for a new snowplow vehicle. Accepting the bid for engineering fees for Dodd Road resurfacing project of the amount of $53,200. Confirmation of Darlene Soder as part-time recreation coordinator. Approving, not leaving on first reading, but the CRA contract with 27853 Properties LLC, aka Package Produce Packaging, and leaving on for three readings. Bowen proposal for the zoning administration services, the grain service policy, and the brush yard waste policy update. Reminder, the Memorial Day ceremony is scheduled for this Monday, May 27th at 11 o'clock at the Willoughby Hills Gazebo, which is across the street. And just a reminder, June 8th, Saturday, is the shred date from 9 to noon. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you very much. Are there any questions for the mayor this evening? Thank you. Next is our law director's report, Mr. O'Leary.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to encourage council to consider the adoption of the ordinances that the mayor talked about. One is the life force agreement being amended in order to allow for the Ohio Attorney General to step in. That's 219-41, and then the 219-42 is the Ohio Attorney General ordinance, and then also the produce packaging CRA agreement, 219-45, and that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. O'Leary. Are there any questions for the law director this evening? So I do have a question. So, Mayor, you had mentioned you wanted the produce packaging, the CRA, to be on first reading?
Yes, because we have to notify the school still.
Okay.
And the public.
All right.
So they have time to comment on that.
Okay. All right, thank you. The next is our finance director's report, Mr. Berkachek.
Yes, I'm happy to announce that the city received a $1,000 grant from PEP, a PEP Plus safety grant. And that will be used to reimburse the fire department for the cost of live fire training that they conducted at Cuyahoga Community College West Fire Academy this last week. The grant was authorized for application back in February. And then related to that, the next council meeting will be requesting appropriation changes for the fire department. Finance the acquisition of the fire department radios, the five radios that the mayor mentioned, an increase in the fire station alerting system budget. Both of those will be financed by the fund balance of the fire capital fund, an increase in the police substation transition budget to finance a couple of items that weren't foreseen by the police department in the original budget. And then an increase in the fire department's training budget to offset the PEP grant. And then in the never-ending budget cycle, I believe in the next council meeting, we'll be presenting the first reading of the 2020 tax budget, which is primarily designed to enable the city to levy its property taxes for the following year. That has to be passed by July 15th. Per state law, and then filed with the County Budget Commission by July the 20th. And then finally, just to, you know, just a note in case that you happen to see them, that the state auditors are back on site after a three-week absence and working away.
Thank you, Mr. Bukacek. Are there questions for the finance director this evening? I would ask that speak to the vice president about calling a finance meeting to discuss the topics that you shared before they are put into an ordinance for the next council meeting.
Madam President, if I could just share a resident just, I don't normally check my phone, but a resident just texted me to say they can hardly hear us on TV. So I don't know if it's because we need to speak more in the microphone or if there's a problem with the AV, but just wanted to encourage everyone to be as audible as possible so that people at home can hear what we have to share.
Thank you. The next is our city engineer's report, Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. The resurfacing of a small portion of White Road that was done in cooperation with Mayfield Village near Markham Boulevard is complete. Our 2018 streets and sewer rehab projects are both out to bid, and those bids are due June 6th. We finally received all approvals for the Dodd Bank stabilization project, and the contractor is trying to coordinate all of his subs, but should be starting soon. As a reminder, Dodd Road will be closed during construction for up to 2 months. We will have a little advance notice before we do close that road. And then we also received official notice from Ohio Public Works regarding the grant to resurface Dodd Road. This allows us to start engineering. We can't start construction until after July 1st, but we'd like to start engineering. Therefore, I would encourage you to pass Ordinance 2019-43 by suspending the three-reading rule and declaring an emergency. And that completes my report.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the city engineer this evening?
Madam President. Mr. DeFranco, one complaint that we've gotten over the years has been the 20 to 30 odd bumps on Chardon Road near the East End. And I know that our former Planning and Zoning Commissioner, Mike Tyler, would very passionately raise the issue. And we reached out to ODOT some years ago. And this is a state route. We cannot afford to pave it solely with the city's funds. We need the state support. And in the past, ODOT has told us that the road was not in poor enough condition for them to pay their approximately 80% share. But we now have a new governor, a new administration, and the road hasn't gotten any younger. So I'm curious if we've reached out to ODOT to see if they've reevaluated.
No, I haven't. But I did talk to Superintendent Mark Grubis. He was going to try to grind the bumps. When he did it a couple years ago, I think he had to borrow a machine from Kirtland, and it wasn't very good. But now, do we have a machine?
Yes.
Okay. Now we have a machine that works better. So he was going to try to get out there this summer.
Excellent. And I would also recommend if we could just reach out to ODOT again and see where they're at. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for the city engineer? Thank you, Pete. The next is council's committee reports. Are there any council committee reports or anything that anybody wants to share about their respective committee?
Madam President.
Councilwoman Micah.
I attended the Chagrin River Watershed Partners meeting last Thursday, the 16th. It was held here at our community center. Was well attended. I think there's some 40-plus. Formerly, they called us trustees. I guess now we're called directors. They changed terminology for some reason. So directors are there from various cities that are represented that receive services from the watershed partners. It's been a busy startup season. I've been requested
to go to several site visits along with the local representatives, and I have attended a couple. There's a few more coming up. Usually there are reports of standing water in people's yards, and typically we will go out and the recommendation will be made to install some kind of drainage system or to install a rain garden. It's really fun. It's really enjoyable to go out and meet residents, see their property, walk their property. The meeting was mostly housekeeping. Their annual report came out, so they were going over their finances, much like we do when we have a budget report. They talked about the proposed dues for 2019. They did not name them specifically, but I would imagine there's going to be a bit of an increase. They talked about the Lake Erie Area Consortium endorsement, which is just an informal thing, kind of like when we pass a resolution. It's if our area with the Chagrin watershed is like this big, the Lake Erie Consortium is like the entire Lake Erie, almost the entire Lake Erie shoreline, encompassing our watershed as well. So it's just a group of entities that are coming together to agree they want to tackle clean water and just pool their resources whenever possible. Online, you can participate in an online survey. This is, if you look online for this organization, it's CRWP, so that you don't have to spell out the entire Chagrin River Watershed Partners. I always have to think about what order those words go in, but it's CRWP, I believe it's .org. And you can participate in a watershed survey. They're looking for input from residents just about the various plans they're trying to input into watershed management. Their main goals for the upcoming year are roads, highways, bridges, in the management way of stormwater. So they're trying to make sure that we have clean water discharging off our roads, highways, and bridges as much as possible. They also have input into trails and parks. They're starting now to organize grants for next year. Sometimes the grants that are available are time sensitive, as most of them are. So they have Great Lakes restoration type of grants, and like we saw occur over at the School of Innovation, small scale and large scale projects. There is a Lake Geauga Fund that is looking at rain gardens. Rain gardens is really a very up-and-coming educational tool that they're using to, like I said, manage standing water or flooding issues, which is important because we don't want that water standing around in the summer because it is a mosquito breeding area. They were advertising different events related to the passing of the Clean Water Act, because it's been 50 years since that act was passed. So there's going to be a lot of public celebrations and information all over the Cleveland area. It's been 50 years since our river burned downtown. So it's come a long way with the Clean Water Act. There's a lot of progress that's been made, and so there's a lot of celebrations that are going to be taking place downtown and in different parks, so keep tuned into that, those kind of advertisements. Last year they had 180 landowner assists, not just our city, but in general all the subscribing cities. They'll give written summaries, and they'll give the on-site visits, like I said. They can recommend landscapers that if you would want to install any drainage or do any kind of rain garden, they have a list that they can recommend to you. They have fact sheets. They're coming out with resource fact sheets, just like the Extension Office that you can get. One was native plants that you can put in your yard. There's one that's a guide to rain gardens. And they were very, very excited and premiered their new video. They had not done any public advertising videos so far. And it was really impressive because they did their own video in-house. So they used their own members to be on camera, and one of their own members, I believe, did the photography, and it was beautiful. It was very, very impressive. I believe you could probably watch that if you go to their website. So looking forward to our next meeting, which will be not until September. That'll be in Gates Mills, and we'll get to tour one of their projects that was put in place by the Watershed Partners. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Councilwoman Micah on the Sugar River Watershed meeting? Thank you. Any other committee tidbits? Moving forward, we will go to public portion. This is an opportunity for individuals to come forward. Please state your name and your address when you come forward, and I will open public portion at 7:30 p.m.
Chris Welsh, 38801 Chardon Road. The price on the Freightliner, is that just the cab and chassis, or is that the whole package? And as far as Chardon Road goes, what are they going to grind them down and then do what?
Just grind them for the moment.
Don't bother. You got to grind it, get below the base, repave it. Just trust me. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Anyone else this evening for public portion? Jenna?
Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. Mayor, I was kind of surprised you didn't say anything about your BAT team. We've met three or four times at least, and I think that it'd be good to have an update about what is going on in regards to it. And also, even though it's not a dream team, I know we worked on some of the things for the Dream House, and so it would be wonderful if you could tell people what's going on, because we're kind of working on things that don't really fall into public purview, but I think should.
Thank you. Anyone else this evening? Okay. I will close public portion at 7:30 p.m. The Freightliner is a complete package, correct, Mayor?
Correct.
It's everything, Chris. And it was a demo, so it's ready, pretty much ready to come.
Yeah.
Right. And then the BAT team?
The BAT team, we worked on a list of businesses in the community. We met four times, I think, and we're narrowing down to the complete list. We got the fire department list, we got the police department list, and we went and we got all the we actually went out and surveyed the city for the rest. We think we probably have them all now, and we're gonna fire chief is here, and I'll introduce you if you come up with some questions with him, and we're going to send out a survey to them, but we want to make sure it benefits the residents or the businesses first. So Jenna, being an expert at the marketing, she's going to develop some police, fire, and service questions that will relate to them, and they can answer them and then give us their information so we can respond to them. We identified all the restaurants in the area, and we're going to send a letter to them asking if they want to participate in a flyer that's going to be at the Dream House to get people to visit our restaurants. So that's what we're working on.
Thank you. Thanks. Any other unfinished business this evening? Okay. Moving to legislation. Whenever you're ready, Vicki.
Sorry. Okay. Ordinance number 2019-30, third reading. An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to accept the proposal as submitted by Richard L. Bowen and Associates, Inc., providing zoning administration services for the city of Willoughby Hills, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
This third reading.
Madam President, move to adopt ordinance 2019-30.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt ordinance number 2019-30. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-30 has been adopted. The next is ordinance 2019-40.
And this is on second reading. An ordinance repealing and rescinding ordinance number 2017-63 as amended, ordinance number 2018-42, and in lieu thereof, enacting ordinance number 2019-40, establishing regulations for the security and safety of the Maple Grove Grange located at 2454 River Road, Willoughby Hills, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnik.
Motion to table ordinance number 2019-40.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to table ordinance 2019-40. There is no discussion on a table. Vicki, please call the roll.
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-40 has been tabled. The next is ordinance number 2019-41.
An ordinance to amend the agreement between the City of Willoughby Hills and Life Force Management in order to facilitate an agreement with the Ohio Attorney General for delinquent debt collection and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-41.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-41. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
The three reading rule has been waived on ordinance 2019-41.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-41.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt ordinance 2019-41. Is there any discussion on the motion? As mentioned by the law director, this ordinance and the next one will help facilitate the collection of delinquent fees that we have in the city. So these are important ordinances. Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-41 has been adopted. The next is ordinance 2019-42.
An ordinance to authorize and direct the mayor to enter into a delinquent debt collection agreement between the Ohio Attorney General and the City of Willoughby Hills and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-42.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-42. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-42 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Micah.
Move to adopt ordinance 2019-42.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt ordinance 2019-42. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-42 has been adopted. The next is ordinance 2019-43.
An ordinance to accept the proposal provided by Richard L. Bowen and Associates, Inc. for the engineering fees for the 2019 Dodd Road resurfacing project and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-43.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Mica to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance 2019-43. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Lesznick?
Yes.
The three-reading rule on Ordinance 2019-43 has been waived.
Madam President?
Vice President Plushnick?
Motion to adopt Ordinance Number 2019-43.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt Ordinance 2019-43. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President? I would just like to say I'm really excited about this project. It's a long time coming, as the mayor knows. We have to drive this road a lot.
Thank you. Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Lesznick?
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-43 has been adopted. The next is Ordinance 2019-44.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to accept the bid and to enter into a purchase agreement with Beta Freightliner Cincinnati, Inc. for the purchase of a 2019 heavy-duty single-axle dump truck and chassis and snow and ice package and declaring an emergency.
Madam President?
Councilman Pismo?
Motion to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance Number 2019-44.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Pismo and a second from Vice President Plushnick to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance 2019-44. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
The three-reading rule on Ordinance 2019-44 has been waived.
Madam President?
Vice President Plushnick?
Motion to adopt Ordinance Number 2019-44.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt Ordinance 2019-44. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, if I could share, I've personally walked through the service department to review each of our snowplow trucks, and that's essentially what we're talking about here today. This would be in addition to our fleet, and this would replace the worst of the trucks where rust at this point is eating through the bed. This is, to the question that you've already addressed to the public, a complete package and should be about a $30,000 savings to the city, which is why I support adopting it tonight.
Thank you.
Fellows?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-44 is adopted, and I don't know if Mark's listening because he's on a really nice vacation, but he'll be happy. The next is Ordinance Number 2019-45, and as the mayor indicated, this will stay on first reading this evening. The next is Ordinance Number 2019-46.
An ordinance amending Part 5 General Fences Code, Chapter 521, Health, Safety, and Sanitation, Section 521.13, Deposit of Yard Waste of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills, Ohio, repealing any and all conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
This is the brush pile that we've already implemented.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Mica.
Move to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance Number 2019-46.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Mica and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance 2019-46. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnick?
Yes.
The three-reading rule on Ordinance 2019-46 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Mica?
Move to adopt Ordinance Number 2019-46.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Mica and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt Ordinance 2019-46. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, as the mayor and I have previously discussed at other council meetings, one thing the city needs to explore in addition to the brush pile is the possibility of brush pickup. Kirtland, Willoughby, many of our neighboring cities have this service for their residents. It's not a dramatically expensive service to provide, but it does require either renting or purchasing a brush chipper. And I've spoken with our street superintendent. I've asked him to draft a proposal to give us a cost out. He may be working with Mr. Berkachek on that as we speak. And we'll certainly review that in a finance committee meeting as soon as a proposed budget is prepared, because as great as it is to reopen the brush pile, I've heard from a lot of our seniors that they're just not capable of bringing the brush. And I've had a couple call me, and we've drug a few limbs. But I'm only a stopgap measure. I think we need to look into the possibility of brush pickup service. Obviously, cost is a factor, and we have to see what the city can afford. But we look forward to hearing that proposal because we want to put our residents first.
Madam President? This particular one, if I might check with the law director too, this is just cleaning up the verbiage on the ordinance, getting rid of the yard waste.
Leaves you can't put in there and
getting
stuff.
Getting rid of that phrase and putting in brush
and
instead.
And just the time that you can drop it off.
Right, right, so. Right. Tightening up on it. So it's not a brand new thing.
To respond to you. Yes, this was a cleanup of a previous piece of legislation in order to use the right verbiage.
Thank you.
Madam President, so I was at baseball practice a couple times, and it was during the brush drop-off, and I noticed, like, no one was coming. So are we looking at the hours? Are we maybe going to cut back maybe some of the hours? And or, you know, have we been looking at how many people are coming and what we're actually spending money to staff?
Yeah, we will. But it's been very rainy so
sure.
far, and no one can bring up the brush.
Yeah.
The summer is very active, so... We'll adjust accordingly.
Sure. Okay, great. Thanks.
Hey, Vicki, roll call.
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Ordinance number 2019-46 has been adopted. The next is ordinance number 2019-47.
An ordinance amending Part 1 Administrative Code, Chapter 139, Police Department, Section 139.04, fee for the use of police vehicles of the codified ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills, Ohio, repealing any and all conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-47.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-47. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-47 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Micah.
Move to adopt ordinance number 2019-47.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt ordinance 2019-47. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, I believe this is a reduction. We're doing a reduction here in fees from 35 to 10.
Correct.
Yes. Just to be in more in line with what is traditionally done.
And, Madam President, I see these fees are for non-official use of a police vehicle. I would encourage anyone who'd like to use a police vehicle to consider bidding on our other Dodge Charger. I can speak from personal experience that non-official use of police vehicles can be very rewarding. They're very reliable, good cars. So I hope that we might be able to get a little bit more money for the city. And I'd encourage residents to review whether or not they'd like to consider our 2014 Charger.
Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-47 has been adopted. The next is ordinance 2019-48.
An ordinance confirming the appointment and fixing the compensation for the position of part-time recreation coordinator, repealing conflicting legislation, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-48.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-48. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President. The mayor has shared with us that Kyle Overmeyer, our former recreation coordinator, has a limited schedule where she can supervise and train the new rec coordinator so she can step into the role successfully. It is urgent for that reason that we confirm her, given that we've completed our interview process and vetting with the city, and so I believe it's appropriate to waive the three reading rule tonight.
Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pisma?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-48 has been waived.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik?
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-48.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt ordinance 2019-48. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-48 has been adopted, and we welcome a new recreation coordinator to the City of Willoughby Hills. Is there any other new business to come before Council?
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo?
Motion to declare a surplus 5 Motorola XTS 5000 portable radios to obtain $500 credit that will be used towards new portable radios.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to declare a surplus for 5 Motorola radios to have $500 credit toward new radios for the fire department. Any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
The motion has passed. There you go, Chief. It's a start. Any other new business for this evening? For the good of the order. For the good of the community.
Madam President, the mayor shared earlier tonight that tours of the YMCA Dream House in Willoughby Hills begin on June 29th, but there's another great event on June 29th. The commander of our VFW Post 4358 on White Road, Steve Tretnick, asked me to share that they are having the second annual Sahara Fest, the Sahara Music Fest at the VFW on White Road on June 29th. The doors will open at noon. There'll be live music from 2 to 9 p.m. There will be free hot dogs and free beer as long as it lasts. Any donations and proceeds from the 50-50 raffle will go directly to the VFW for their benefit in our community. And I can tell you, having gone last year, it really is a blast. It's themed after the old Sahara Club in Willoughby Hills, so some of you might remember visiting there back in the day. Apparently, it was swinging. And they have the original sign with the palm trees that used to be on the road, so you can take a picture next to the Sahara Club sign and show your friends how cool you still are. So I hope that you'll be able to join us in supporting our VFW this June 29th. Enjoy some nostalgia, and it really was a blast last year. So come out if you can June 29th, starting at noon at the VFW.
Madam President, I would just like to congratulate all the parents and teachers of our elementary, middle school, and high school students for surviving the school year, and I wish all our families and the children a wonderful summer holiday.
And I just want to remind everybody about Memorial Day. It's not necessarily just about picnics and family get-togethers, but please remember all of our service men and women that have sacrificed for our country and are still serving today as well, and have a safe holiday.
Madam President?
Councilwoman Pismo?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion for Councilwoman Pismo and a second for Vice President Pleshnik to adjourn. There's no discussion on adjournment. Vicki, please call the roll.
Fellows?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Meeting adjourns at 7:53 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Jim, is that Darlene back there?